Since 1988, Whitetail Institute has been perfecting annual and perennial seed products specifically for hunters who plant food plots. Their seeds have been engineered to be palatable, high in protein, and extremely attractive to deer. Whether you live in the Deep South or Midwest farm country, they have products that will help you grow your best food plot yet. For more information about their seeds and their blends, visit whitetailinstitute.com. Enter the discount code SE15 for 15% off.
You're listening to the Antler Up podcast, where we dive into archery, hunting, and the mindset needed to elevate your game. Join us as we explore the latest strategies and gear to help you become the best hunter you can be, both in and out of the woods. When you hit the woods, there's no room for second-rate gear. That's why I trust Huntworth. They build high-performance hunting gear that keeps you concealed, comfortable, and locked in without the ridiculous price tag. Whether it's lightweight gear for those sweaty September sits, rock-solid mid-season layers, or insulated late-season killers, Huntworth has the lineup to keep you grinding all year long. And every season, they're dropping new gear that's built for serious hunters who demand more out of what they wear. So if you're tired of paying for a logo instead of performance, it's time to upgrade. Head over to huntworthgear.com, check out the full lineup, and hunt prepared, hunt hard, hunt with Huntworth. So what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Antler Up podcast. And this is going to be a solo one. And honestly, it's coming straight off of this past weekend where I spent some time behind the bows. Not trying to build anything new, not chasing anything crazy, just confirming what's already there. And it got me thinking a little bit. Most guys don't have a setup problem. They got a trust problem. And I'm not talking about your significant other. I'm talking about your bows. I'm talking about your overall setup. And I want to talk about verifying your overall setup, trusting it, and really what matters at this point during this time frame. If you're someone like me that likes to shoot year round or put a lot of time into tinkering and all that stuff, we're getting to it where it's no longer about building, it's about confirming. So this past weekend, I had a chance to go out, shoot both bows, shoot both setups, because up until this point, the 30, I had a rough 20, maybe call it a rough 10, 15. So I wanted to verify the whole precision cut, archery, sight tape program, everything along those lines. And I know I touched upon it last episode, but I do want to talk a little bit about that more so this episode. But so I wanted to get that sight tape verified because, again, I want to shoot my 30 and 34 and total different weight, but I want to make sure as I'm comfortable with both. So this weekend recap was about verifying, not building. So this past weekend, I got out and spent time shooting both bows. And the biggest thing for me going into it was simple. I just wanted to verify everything, not to tweak it, not rebuild anything, not chase groups, and just confirm. So I worked my way through my distances. So let's start with the 34 because I did... I did make some weight adjustments on my stabilizers. I actually took off some on the back bar. I removed the stock Shrewd weight and vibration dampener on the front. I already had it removed on the back because I was using the Hamsky weight system that they have. And I wanted to throw the Hamsky weight system on the front stabilizer bar. So that's what I did. So I wanted to tinker around with that and verify for what I was feeling at home, shooting in the garage, in the backyard, that type of stuff. And it felt really good. So as I worked through my distances and starting up closer, then gradually working my way back, really paying attention to how my sight tape was lining up, like really doing those odd numbers, like 33.4. Right? Like what was I feel more comfortable aiming at, that type of stuff. And I did have multiple targets set up. So I had a Morel big bag target that I could You could basically Velcro different faces onto it, which I really do like. It's a thing as a tank, so it is kind of a pain in the butt to move. However, it does have like an ASA universal IBO kind of scoring. That's the one that I had along with its normal like target circles, all that stuff. I did have my Reinhardt Bear target as well as my Delta McKenzie kind of like ASA half body guy. And that one, all my rings are pretty much blown out. So that's kind of like my just aim for a specific location and hopefully I'm hitting where I'm aiming. So anyway, so I was really paying attention to the way that sight tape and the bow was performing, how it felt, and most importantly, how consistent things were, especially at certain distances. And I'll tell you this, there's a big difference between hitting a shot and understanding why you're hitting that shot. And that's something over the last couple of years I'm really trying to focus in on and practicing. Like in years past, if I didn't have a good day, man, it would really mess me up and just kind of, you know, I'd want to come home and tinker with things. Is my draw length right? What weight am I holding? What weight are on my stabilizers? Is it the right sight tape? It would just throw me in a tailspin. When now it's like, it's definitely me. It's not the equipment. And I don't get hung up on it as much. Like, yeah, don't get me wrong. I do get frustrated at times, but that's normal. I'm competitive. I love this sport. I love archery. So yeah, I put a lot of time and a lot of effort into it. So I want to be the best I could possibly be when I know when there's more in me. So I'm doing a better job of just onto the next arrow, right? Like the whole be a goldfish, flush it down, toilet, onto the next shot. That's what I'm after. So not just seeing where the arrows were landing, but I wanted to know everything behind it was truly dialed. So I took the time with the 34, did that, felt really good. And the weight distribution that I ended up coming up with, I really like. And so I'm really, really pumped about that whole overall setup. And again, I need to be dialed with that right now because the end of this month, there is the first PA Clash for Cash shoot, and hopefully we have some good weather, and I'm excited to see how things, you know, work out. So up to this point from the last episode, nothing really changes, but I do want to just, you know, I guess talk about the weight that I had up front. So right off the rip on the front, I have 5 ounces of the main stabilizer, you know, front right off the rip on that. So just 1 ounce, so 5, and then the end cap is 1.1. So like 6.1 ounces, actually 8 because of the starter kit. Okay. So 6 out front. On the back end, I have, let's see, 8, 12, 13, 14, 15 out on the back. Yeah. Okay. So 15 inch stabilizer on the front. I have the 10 inch stabilizer on the back with the weight system there, which brings me to still being under 12 inches for my Hunter 45 class, which is great. So now let me jump into, so the 34 kind of verified I'm good. I'm done tinkering. Now it's just shooting, putting time behind the bow. So now it was like what I was really excited for. And that was to look and set up my Arc 30 because, again, 75 pounds in the Z mod coming in. And I felt like where I was hitting prior to this past weekend, I had a pretty rough estimate that, like, honestly, wow, I didn't have to make any adjustments to the scope into the housing, like up or down. And I was kind of surprised by that. And when I got out and was shooting my 20, I pretty much verified that. And I was like, holy hell, I've never had a sight where I didn't have to tinker with that. So that was really weird, really bizarre. And I was pretty pumped about it. So long story short, taking the precision cut archery, I knew what sight tape it was and using that. And it was sight tape 11 on the UltraView 2 sight. And when I was put it to 20 on, I just was moving back, and that sight tape was spot on. I mean, absolutely money. I was even able to get out past 80 yards, and I was hitting where I was aiming. I was so impressed with that program, with the sight tape. Call me a believer in that. I highly suggest, if you are someone that runs multiple tapes or likes to have that and the exact sight tape, run it. And like, you could even look at it, like, for me, the sight tape was spot on out to 100. So unfortunately,
bow hunters are some of the hardest working hunters there are. Most of us work hard all year long just to get a couple weekends or burn our vacation time to sit in a tree. And just like the American blue collar worker, we're trying to balance work, family, faith, and a little time for ourselves in the great outdoors. Now let me introduce you to Trollco Clothing, a brand built by blue collar workers for blue collar workers. Workwear, comfortable tees, hoodies and hats for both men and women, Trollco represents the hardworking American. So whether you're operating heavy equipment, wrenching on engines, or in a factory living that shift life, Trollco has your back. Literally. Head to trollco.com/hunting. That's trollco.com/hunting, and enter the discount code Empire25 for 25% off of your first order. Trollco, for the hardworking American. This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices.
Hey, that's all it had on there. So I didn't get a chance to go out and shoot a little bit further. When I have some more reps in me, I do plan to try to get that, you know, maybe try to get entered for the PA TAC truck event, see how that goes. But out to 80, spot on. And at that point, I was still using top pin, which I was just floored. I never had a bow where I was able to do that. So right now, that bow is done tinkering, confirmed everything. Let's rock and roll. Let's put some more time behind the bow. So shooting long range, I do want to talk about this aspect of things, because I want to talk about a mistake I used to make. And this is something I've messed up a lot in the past, and I know a lot of individuals that have done the same. So, like, you know, we're typical. We shoot 20, 30, 40 yards. Everything looks great. Hell, even out to 60. For most individuals that are shooting this, you need 60 yards to dial in, and depending on what sight you're using. So, you know, we assume the rest of it is fine. But distances exposes the truth. And whether that's you, whether that's the tape, whatever it be, so you get back to 60, 70, and 80, and all of a sudden those little errors, they are not so little anymore. They show up quick. And if you haven't verified that ahead of time, that's when the doubt creeps in. That's when things can get really frustrating very quickly. That's where you start second guessing, and that's where confidence really takes a hit, and that's where it used to just beat me upside the head. So for me, this past weekend was about removing that situation, because you can't fake it at the distance. So I worked on my whole shot process, everything along those lines, and I just kept saying to myself, execute a good shot and good things will happen. And 9 out of 10 times like that, when I would execute a good shot, good things would happen. When I would not execute a good shot, not a good thing would happen. But like with that, this is where I think precision cut really stood out to me this past weekend, because I didn't have to go to a archery range or anywhere like that to try to get my 20, try to get my 60, make sure, like, if I was on that day, making sure, like, that 60 group is exactly where it was. Cause I've always felt like I floated. Oh man, it could be sight tape 11. It could be sight tape maybe 10, maybe 12, maybe 13. Like, I could never really do that. I've had best friends that they're cutting two tapes together. So that's where Precision Cut Archery Program really stood out. And that's why I got to say, like, this process really reinforced how legit it really is. It flat out works. And I didn't want it to work that well, but it does, just because I was like, oh man, I don't know. Like, it's just one more thing, but it does. It removes a lot of the guesswork. It takes something that a lot of us that are close on, and it tightens it up to where it's exact, right? Like, again, it takes away the maybe I'm this tape, maybe I'm that tape. So when you start verifying at distance and everything lines up, that's where the difference of confidence comes into play. Like, that's what we're looking for. We want confidence. So it's not hype. It's not hope. It's just knowing. And that's the key, right? Because it's really about, you know, that program. And that's what it gives you. It gives you that confidence when it matters. And it gives you the opportunity to create your own custom tape for it. And I love a metal tape. So I did end up getting those, and I knew where I was going to be. I found Mike's Archery. Mike's Archery had the only ones in stock of the range number that I needed. So that was what I grabbed. Sight tape 11 through 15, which I think is really stupid that you have to buy just in a couple of four packs, and it's not given for how expensive a sight that is. But overall, the feel of that sight, I'm thoroughly impressed. So, mistakes I used to make, you know, I've had to learn the hard way, and I used to be that. So always adjusting. And that's the other piece. Like, right now, I want to be done tinkering. My whole goal was with this tack build was to have it ready for hunting season. Like, I'm not doing a tack arrow like I've done in the past and then try to recite it in for hunting and all this shit. I'm just going straight up 75 pounds, 85% let off. Here's my hunting arrow. Let's rock and roll. Right. So, like, that's what we're doing. So I was always constantly moving things, tweaking my sight, changing the little things in my setup, never really letting anything settle down. And what happens when you do that? You never build consistency because you're always chasing the variables, right? Like, I love tinkering, but holy shit, there comes a time when you don't need to be tinkering. You don't give yourself a chance to actually learn your setup. You're just reacting all the time. And that was a big, big shift for me mentally, more so the last couple months. So let's tie this back into this long range shooting again, because because if you're not checking things out far and something feels off, you start adjusting things based on the assumptions, not facts. And that's a dangerous place to be. So now I flipped that completely. It's less adjusting, more confirming, less chasing, more trusting, right? And that's where things started to come more together for me. So the core of that, of me rambling right there, is trust. And this is really where what I want this whole episode to come down to, and that's trust. Trust your setup. Your bow is built. It's tuned. You've now got to just put time behind it. At some point, you've got to leave it alone. And if I'm speaking as an individual and you're like, man, I got to just leave it alone, I'm pumped that someone out there is like me. But I'm also talking to myself about this, because your setup isn't the problem anymore. It's right. So trust your process now, your shot sequence. Get your reps in. Do not be afraid to shoot close. Do not be afraid to blank bail. Work on it. Work on between the ears. Trust yourself. So now go put the work in, and that's what you'll fall back on. Not panic, not reaction, not overthinking, process. So trust the moment. So whether it's a local 3D shoot, total archery challenge, a hunting situation, you don't get unlimited chances. You've got to be able to step in that moment and just execute. And that only happens when you trust everything leading up to it. And that's what I sucked at this past year. And I'm only 2 years removed of feeling the most confident I've ever felt behind a bow. And last year was a freaking disaster. So most guys don't miss because of their setup. They miss because they don't trust it. So what I'm focusing on next and where I'm at right now is I'm not building anything new. I'm sharpening. For me, it's the long shots. It's getting comfortable at distance because when you can execute at 70, 80 yards, everything closer becomes automatic. I remember talking about when we were going out west back in 2020 for that fall for Utah and shooting those distances. So that way, if an opportunity came about, I was confident in my equipment. Everything becomes, when everything closer then becomes automatic. It slows everything down, right? Just like baseball. When you're in the groove, man, that baseball looks like a friggin' balloon. So when you are executing those perfect shots out past the 70, 80 yards, when you get 40 and in, that zone, those rings look like balloons. And so that builds a confidence and it exposes any weaknesses you have in your process at that point in time. So on the ASA side of things with the Arc 34, it's about execution. Not changing anything. My arrows are done. Bow set up. I'm just dialing it in for feel now. For consistency. Understanding my shot. And I'm only a couple weeks away. Having intentional practice. And probably the biggest thing is being intentional. Not just slinging arrows. But shooting with a purpose. One arrow. In a certain situation. Certain distances. Scoring. Step back, reset, repeat. Simulate some type of pressure because that's what's going to be always coming down to. So if you take anything from this episode, let it be this. Verify your sight tape at distances. Stop over-adjusting everything. Shoot with intention, not just volume. And build confidence through confirmation. And trust yourself. So at this point in time of the year, it's not about building anymore. It's about confirming. It's about stepping into the woods or stepping onto the course, knowing everything is where it needs to be. So when the moment comes, you're not thinking, you're executing. And that's what it's all about. So grab your gear, trust your setup, get ready because it's coming quick, man. And always, antler up.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Antler Up Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Please go check us out on our Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. If you enjoyed this episode, go leave a review and subscribe for next week's episode. Until then, Antler Up.